My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Today is your last day of fans over at Browns camp as we have the conclusion of training camp. They're on their way to Seattle tomorrow afternoon and getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, of course, on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Remember, you can listen to it on the free Odyssey app within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland. If you're 101 miles, Lime and I negotiated like crazy. They still said no. Pound sand. So get in your car and drive to a parking lot within 100 miles, and then you can listen to it right there on your free Odyssey app. By the way, speaking of the Odyssey app, we got voice memos that have come in. People have been leaving voice memos. You get your free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Download it if you don't already have it. Your favorite 92.3 The Fan. And then when you click on 92.3 The Fan, there's a button that says Listen Live, and right next to that is a microphone. And you can click on the microphone, you can leave a voicemail, and you could maybe say something like this.
We're worrying about the tackles. We're worrying about Deshaun Watson. We're worrying about the preseason game. But I just got three words for D and Jimmy Haslam. Build that dome! Build that dome! Build that dome! Build that dome!
That was good. Who was that from?
That was Brown Spider from Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was good.
Do they all come in with the names?
Very good.
It gives you the option once you click the microphone. It'll have your name because you've registered. You have the app already, right? And it'll have where you're at. And then you can go change your name in there if you want.
Okay.
Change your location. But I would suggest, since we're doing training camp updates, and it's the last day of people at training camp, give us a report from training camp.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, Owen, great job. If you're going to training camp today, get that free Odyssey app out. Give us a report of what you see at training camp right there on the free Odyssey app.
Keep it like 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect. Yeah, keep it within 30 seconds. We can't be going anywhere.
Right to the point.
I mean, Mitch did it, and he was taking like 15 minutes to describe the men's room. I who knows? The Porta Johns, I don't care.
That was a good training camp report.
That is a training camp report.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic said the Browns have bandied about a possible trade of Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Fans went, whoa, knock that off right now. Tone, are you willing to move on from him or Tyler Huntley?
I guess I've been confused from the moment we signed Huntley. I did not understand, A, why he would want to be here. That made no sense to me. He's somebody who started, like, real games. And when we had Jameis Winston, or was it before or after Jameis Winston?
I believe it was after.
Okay. Well, we signed him after Jameis Winston.
So what I didn't understand the unity at all on either end. I didn't understand why it made sense for the Browns. I didn't understand why it made sense to him. Because, if anything, if we're trying to, you know, Dorian Thompson-Robinson was a fifth-round pick. I think he looked like a rookie that was thrust into a situation way too soon, was not ready to play that very first game.
I believe that.
But other times, it looked like, all right, maybe this guy has a chance in this league. Maybe he's a backup in this league down the road if everything works out right. And then you can allow yourself to get crazy and go, well, maybe. You just never know. You need to see more seasoning and more games. Why would you do anything that would take reps away from him or take any potential development away from him?
To try to get another pick.
Huntley.
To try to get another pick, because I think the way they're seeing it, this is, and guys, you're going to laugh at some of this because of how you feel about how drafting has gone over the last few years. They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose confidence in their system. So you have a guy like him, Tyler Huntley, or Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You take that pick, you swap it out, like what they did with Cade York. Okay, you're trying to get a pick back. You're trying to get a guy back. So now they have Cade York. They have a guy like Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Tyler Huntley. They want to hope. Even, you know what? Even Rex Sunahara, the kid from Bay Village, great kid, by the way. Great kid, rooting for him, and I'm dead serious about that. You take those three guys, you have no idea what people are going to use. Maybe you just have to move on. Maybe you just have to put them off the list and say, sorry, we can only keep 53. Or you hope someone somewhere has a need for a guy like that. You put something on tape. I got something on tape with this long snapper here. You can trade for him. Give me a seventh-round pick. I have a stockpile of seventh-round picks. I can take that. I can trade that up for a sixth-round pick. Then we could take guys and have flyers. And then we have what they call, and I hate using this word because this is going to bring up some PTSD with a lot of fans out there. You have draft capital. And because they are thinking this is their best way of thinking about the future. They know they have a lot of money committed to the quarterback. It's not that they've lost confidence in that quarterback. Maybe some in the building have. I mean, there's a lot of people in the building. You never know, right? I don't think anybody in top brass positions who make decisions have lost any confidence in the quarterback. They have that quarterback. They know that a lot of money's committed to him. They know they have a lot of money wrapped up in other players, too. So they need to start the process of turning over the roster. This is the process of turning over the roster. So they think, you could disagree with them, they're going to take that sixth or seventh round pick, trade up, make it a sixth round pick, trade up, make it back end fifth, best you can, and see what they can do to take those guys and take a fifth round pick, make them into a starter. Take a sixth round pick, put them on the practice squad, eventually make them a starter.
Okay,
make them the type of a Cam Mitchell, those type of guys.
But
that's what they want to do.
Are you talking about all these moves as the start of that domino effect is trading DTR or trading Huntley?
Trading DTR or Huntley or Cade York or any one of those guys that they could possibly make a move with coming up here over the next week. That's what their idea is. And that's not just the idea of the Browns. That's the idea of a lot of teams.
If they're willing to trade DTR already, is that an acknowledgement that it was a total reach in the fifth round where they
it's
got
an
him?
Acknowledgement that he's not going to start for the Cleveland Browns anytime soon.
But was he supposed to start for them anytime soon when they drafted him in the fifth round?
They might, honestly, Tone, they might have taken him always with that idea. It's a quarterback. He shows upside. He did flash in workouts. There were a lot of people who were film people who loved what he did and thought that he could be a good quarterback with some time. But you have Deshaun Watson. You have Jameis Winston. You're supposed to have the starting and the backup quarterbacks suited up there. And yeah, I know they used five quarterbacks last year. You can't be too certain. They don't plan, and nobody planned on them using five quarterbacks last year. What are the odds they use five quarterbacks again this year? Very low?
Oh, God, I hope not.
What's the odds they get to the third quarterback this year?
Hopefully they don't.
Okay, the only way you would say that the odds are high is if you're a little cynical about it. Fair. But most of the time, they're not going to get to the third quarterback. So they'd be willing to move on from either or. And because Tyler Huntley's a veteran, there's an argument to keep Tyler Huntley because he's won games that he's had to win in the NFL. Dorian really, with the exception of the Steelers game, that's one, but he hasn't done it with the frequency that Tyler Huntley has had to do it. Neither's much. So they brought in Tyler Huntley. You can keep three. You could possibly keep two. I don't think you're going to be able to put DTR on a practice squad. I think he'll be gone somewhere. Someone's going to put him active. So let's keep him on our roster here. Let's see if somebody wants to make a deal. And if someone wants to make a deal and package it for a tackle, I'm listening. If someone wants to make a deal and package it for a pick, They're listening. That's the way they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, I see. And as always, our social media reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. PJ Adams says, why did we sign Huntley? I don't know. But Huntley signed here because we guaranteed him nearly $1 million on his contract. I don't know how many other teams offered him a deal like that. Well, that is interesting because it is a lot of money to spend on just the thought of what you're talking about, which is ending the development of the other guy,
yes,
which is what you might be doing with DTR or, and waving the flag on him.
Or in Tyler Huntley's case, even if you trade me, you trade my contract. So I'm getting my money no matter what. I have to sign for the highest bidder. I'm going to sign with the Cleveland Browns, even though it looks very unorthodox with everybody. I'm not getting a lot of pushback on trading DTR, though. Are there people who are absolutely 100% steadfast against trading DTR they'd be willing to make that argument?
It's just a pretty quick move. I mean, he played last year and showed signs of, you know, signs of life,
yeah,
of being
course.
Somebody who could be a backup.
What
in
an
this
emotional
league.
Game, yes. Was a big win for them. 216-474-0092. Is it a non-negotiable thing? Would you consider trading DTR? Would you consider trading Tyler Huntley? I think a lot more people would consider trading Tyler Huntley than DTR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.